Here we go. So we're up to Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Yeah? We're in the middle of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, which means whenever you're going to go and have Kiddush, you have to eat something. Why? Because we want to make sure that you have B'Makom Oneg, B'Makom Kriya, you have Oneg, B'Makom Oneg, you have Kriya. Whenever you go and you make the Kiddush, it has to be an accompanying Oneg Shabbos of food. Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Now, the Gemara goes through, how far does it extend? Right? Because as we broke down the first shir, Kiddush B'Makom. What does B'Makom mean? In the place. So what's the place? How far does the place extend?
It's where you eat.
It's where you eat. Corner to corner?
Works.
We're going to get there. What?
Corner to corner works.
Corner to corner works. Room to room.
I think it doesn't work.
Okay, yeah, so we spoke about this. And then we're going to get to house to outside of the house. Okay? Now, I just want to give one disclaimer. It's going to get a little nitty-gritty. And I'm going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun. Hopefully, everyone will have fun. But I'll tell you why. Seemingly, there's going to be a lot of these lechatchila, ideally this, b'dieved this, and then shasadchak that. What do all these things mean? Do you ever wonder? We mentioned it once before. How does it work? Is it us or is it mutter? Right? Tell me, straight. Us or mutter? What is it lechatchila, b'dieved, shasadchak? So, on trying times, we bend the law. Is that how it works? What is it? How does it work? What's the mechanism? So I want to share with you, I remember I heard this years ago from my Rish Chabura in Mir Yeshiva, and it's something so fundamental. The Ramah, we spoke about him on Sunday night, the Ramah wrote a Sefer Teres HaChatas. Teres HaChatas is the Ramah Sefer on Yerodea, covers Kashrus and Taruvis and Basar B'Chalav and many different topics. He writes Hakdama, and in his introduction he goes and he tells you that you want to know something. Very often, I just want to excuse myself, he writes. V'hine, es natzel atzmi b'davar echad. I don't want you to be misled, says the Ramah. Because sometimes I'll say, when it's a great loss, financial loss, oh, then you can be mekel. Or if it's lechvod Shabbos, you can be mekel. Oh, then you can just be lenient. What is that? When and why are you mekel? All of a sudden, poof, financial loss, poof. Says the Ramah, no, the answer is because really the letter of the law is to be lenient. But there's this opinion, that opinion, you say to be more stringent, that opinion. So when you make this cost-benefit analysis of, hey, I want to do it in the most proper way, so the halacha then morphs into doing it properly. But the properly that the halacha dictates, according to many Rishonim, you can be much more lenient. So that's why the trying times enables you to access more lenient opinions. But we never bend the law. Because at the bottom, that's it. Right? It's capped. Fine? So now, this is where this entire shiur today is going to be talking about lechatchilas and bidyevets. And for the naysayers, it's like, come on. At the end of the day, no matter what you do, it'll work bidyeved. So what's the point? The answer is that we want to map out how to do it ideally, and we want to know when, if it's a trying time, or the circumstances don't allow a person to stay in one spot and eat immediately, for whatever reason, there's more room to, literally, more room to be lean. Okay? That's just a disclaimer, and a great Meyer welcome to remember the Hakdama Teres Chatas from the Rambam. Now, comes along the Gemara. The Gemara goes and says, as we mentioned, there's two different sugyas. There's shinui makom. If you eat in one room and you go into another room, you have to make a new bracha. Daniel, what do you say? I have a chash of a guest from Queens. Chash of a guest from Queens. You agree with me? You have to make a new bracha? I'm asking you. You have to. So if it's hamotzi, you don't need to.
The lenient way would probably be you don't have to. But I guess
well said. Well said.
To say bracha in the room.
Fine. So now, seemingly corner to corner should be fine, and that's how most Rishonim learn in Shini Makim, and seemingly the same thing should apply over here. It has to do with the girsa in the Gemara. The Gemara contrasts. You can't go from house to house. But now the flip of that contrast is, but one girsa is mimakom lamakom, from place to place. Another girsa is pina lapina. Right? Now, depending on which girsa you have in the Gemara, it will actually have halachic ramifications. Because what did the Gemara contrast between which two things? Okay? Most Rishonim, almost all of them, go and say pina lapina is perfectly fine. Corner to corner. One room, corner to corner. Even if it's a trakling gadol, a massive palace, one room, corner to corner, perfectly fine. Now, if we stop there, let's say you have, okay, Noam's asking the following. Let's say you have an L-shaped room, and it's one room, but you cannot see the other corner.
Or it's so large.
You don't have to take a vision test.
It should be basic.
But, yeah, what do you say?
It's basic. Tastes short nap.
Why?
It says, wait, it says, Pino Pinas, it's one bucket, but there's no vision test capacity.
Fine.
Maybe Lafino Rab, that's the whole problem.
Well, the Ran's Machmer and Ganson.
No, but exactly. But the whole justification why one room is okay is because you can see it.
Fair.
So maybe. But he says that by buying some.
Okay. I'm actually gonna explain what he just said in long. So, as follows, all the Rishonim across the board, barring one, all the Rishonim go and say that Pina Pina is perfectly fine. It's paskind in the tour. It's paskind in the Shulchan Aruch. As we go down the list, right? It's paskind in. And then we get to the Magen Avraham and Sif Aleph, and he says, but don't really do pina lapina, don't do corner to corner. What happened? Right? This is ridiculous. So he says, because there are people who are chaylik, who's chaylik? Who disagrees? There's one sheet of the Rif. Now, parenthetically, the Beis Yosef goes and he tries to squeeze the Rif and twist the Rif to make him fit with everyone else, but the Ran at face value seems to assume, based on his girsa in the Gemara, that's where we're getting into. Because this is how you really can see the formation of the halachic process, because every little detail actually makes a difference. It's not just, oh, if you walk out of here, then it's a problem. It has a basis. It comes. All the dots connect. So he has a different gears than the Gemara, thereby resulting in being machmir, that pina lapina is a problem. So most Rishonim, and that's the way we paskin, that's the tour, that's the Shulchan Aruch, are mekel. So what does that mean now? The Magen Avraham says, but ideally, don't do it. Comes along.
How far is Pina Lapina?
Asks Rabbi Klein, at what point does Pina Lapina start? Your own jurisdiction is? Salam, it says the Ksos HaShulchan. Who's the Ksos HaShulchan? Reb Chaim Noah. Says the Shulchan Asvara, just obviously you have your own Dalamas, which means that this whole Shaila only begins, and how much is an Amma? Anywhere between a foot and a half to 2 feet. So by 6 feet, L'chumra, you have 6 feet circumference to walk anywhere you wish within 6 feet, and you haven't even entered anything questionable. We're all together? Because your 6 foot circumference is not even in the corner to corner realm, it's still within your own jurisdiction. Fair? So now, where does the question begin? The question begins outside of 6 feet, in the same room, corner to corner. So then, what do you mean? I have the Torah, I have the Shulchan Aruch, I'm knowledgeable, I'm pretty equipped here. I have so much to rely on. Says the Magen Avraham, there's one opinion. One opinion, what is that going to do for you? It's going to tell you, play it safe. Says the Mishnah Berurah, play it safe. Says the Rosh Hashanah, it's fine. Yeah, like a good Yiddish machlokes. Because, hey, what do you mean? Pina lapina, one corner and another corner is fine. Right? That's what Gemara says. That's what we say in Shini Makim. And there's no difference. So that's what we've alluded to. See the Bir Halacha and Kuf Ayin Ches. Sif Aleph, Kuf Ayin Ches is the sister sugya of Shinu Makum. The Bir Halacha wants to say Kiddush Makum Suda demands more. See that Bir Halacha for a potential Svara why. Now let's go to the next, yeah? So Pina Lapina, what are we going to have? It's going to be Al Chachila. So if you could eat right away, great. Let's say you're not in proximity to the food. So go get the food, right? There's some things are circumstantial. There's nothing you can do. Okay, next. Yeah. Exactly. It's important to stress again and again. Once you fulfill your eating in place of your kiddush, you're a free bird to an extent. Because let's say you walk out of the building, you've now entered a new sugya called Shini Makom, which is no different than on a Tuesday. If you walk out of the building where you made one bracha and you walk out, what do you do now? Okay, that's on a Tuesday and on Shabbos. The Kiddush Makom Suda has already been satisfied because you had your shir kizayis or your revias yayin or your extra revias yayin, and then you're covered. Great. Moving on. Then we have cheder l'cheder. What? Room to room in one building. So it's going to be the same, right? Based on the sugya, don't do it. But by the evidence it works, the Mishavura cranks it up and says, don't do it. Yeah? Because there are some opinions that hold that even by the evidence, it won't work. That's not how we paskin. But again, the Mishavura basically, he bumps everything up one level. Pin lapina, which you thought was mutter, is ideally not advised. Cheder l'cheder, which works with the eved, may not even work with the eved. So be really careful. And then bias l'bias doesn't work. Okay, house to house doesn't work. Now where the fun begins. Yeah, there are other variables that need to be factored in. Das. Let's say you had deliberate intent. So how far does your deliberate intent go?
Can you wash in one place and eat in the house?
So you went for the gold. You just went for the gold. Start earlier. Would the Mishavura tell you? No, I agree. That is the gold. I want to go for bronze. Yeah? Would the Mishavura tell you that, hey, pina lapina is not advisable, but if you have intent, then you're covered. Cheder l'cheder, will das work for cheder l'cheder, is not advisable. But don't worry, if you have intent, you're good. Okay? What's the other variable we have? If you could see. Okay? If you could see the place. The Mishavura's Mekel.
The opinion that holds cheder l'cheder works.
Yeah?
Isn't that only given you have the das?
Who told you?
And
it's Ma'akev. And if you didn't have das cheder l'cheder, the opinions who are mekel won't be mekel.
That's what I thought. And the Ran is quoting the Tesis as well.
The Ran's the machmir, right? It's not fair.
No, the Ran's understanding the Tesis.
Right.
Before he's machmir.
Right. I believe that there are shitas that are mekel even without das, because cheder l'cheder. It's not a different bias, it's more kal. Okay, we have to clarify that point. What do we have to clarify from last week? The rush. Why didn't the rush go chumrei the rav? I didn't get an answer for you. That was the last point from last week. Okay, moving on. So, those are the two variables we got. Either having deliberate das, wow, we're going to run out of time. Either having deliberate das or being Ro Makomo, says the Mishnah Berurah, that don't worry, even if you can see partially, you don't have to see the entire room. Let's say
the door's open,
yeah? So I could see only the sink. Is that enough? That suffices? I need to see the entire area? That's the question, yeah? To enable me to go mecheder lecheder with das. Yeah? So now this is where you can get an appreciation of how big the Mishnah Berurah actually was. Because the Mishnah Berurah goes and tells you, when he goes and he tells you pina lapina, he goes and he tells you don't do it. Yeah? Comes along the Mishnah Berurah. Where are we? Yeah. But room to room, you for sure shouldn't do. If you do be the Eved, it works. Says the Ramah goes and tells you, v'chein ikker. Yeah? That if you didn't have das, but you at least were able to see, you had one of the variables, one of the savior variables, you didn't have intent, but you were able to see, you're covered. Says the Ramah, v'chein ikker. And that's how we go. The Ramah, the father of Ashkenazi, halachic psak. Great.
Meaning that the door's open, you can go to the next thing. Oh, we're talking penis,
though. No, room to room.
Okay.
Doors open and you can see. Yeah, you can see mikzas. Great. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah. He says, but still, don't do it unless you have to. This is not a green light. Don't do it unless you have to. Unless it's a shasad chak. Because the Mishnah Berurah is machmen chalchila, even mepina lapina. So when we make it a further stretch, room to room, He'll for sure be machmir there, maybe even bid'yeved. Don't go and do it. Now is where the fun begins. We know all the variables, now we're all equipped, we all have.
Everyone agrees if you see it, it's okay. So why should we machmir?
So the Mishabrua pulls out a chumra here. Even though I say you don't need to be machmir, I'll tell you, from cheder la cheder, maybe the ante will be upped, and you should be more machmir. You should be fearful, because the Ran would tell you it's not okay. Even if you saw it. Watch this, and then the Mishra wasn't telling you, but if you have both variables to save you, then you're in the clear. Even lechatchila. Das and sight. Exactly.
So he's learning that the Ran meant the b'di'evet? That's what
he's
saying?
At least as a chumrah. Maybe one can wiggle out of the Ran, but he's telling you, ra'u lachush. You should be, you know, fearful.
Should be chesh that maybe the Ran meant it b'di'evet?
Yeah. Fine? Now. So where are we at right now? Within your dalanamis, you're fine. What should you be doing lechatchila? Eat right away. We're going to get to the time limit. The time limit's very small, right? The time limit's very small.
The moment after you say the bracha, how fast do you eat?
Yeah, that's another question. How fast? What? That's a different question. It's a separate sif in Shulchan Aruch. We're going to get there. That's going to be next week. We're going to be doing sif, beis, gimel, and into dalid. And then the following week is the last one. So it's Hevav Zayin. We got to move. We're going to finish the whole Kiddush Makom Suda. Now, where are we? As follows. So within 4 amos, you're fine anyway. Within 6 to 8 feet, you're fine anyway. Room to corner to corner in one room. So the Aruch Shulchan say you're fine. If you want to, so to speak, catch the opinion of the Mishnah Brura, don't do it. Okay? But there's definitely what to rely on, especially if you have intent, you had in mind, and especially if you could see it. That's not a question. Because the Mishnah Brura is willing, if you have both those variables, to even allow room to room. So when you're by a big kiddush, and there's no way to avoid going to another room, just make sure you have both variables, be able to see it, and have intent. And then you're covered, even according to the Mishnah Brura. Fine? House to house. Now, what's the gold? Going for the gold is, can you even leave the house if you could see it with das? The answer is going to be, lechatchila no, b'di'evet, it will work because you have both variables. Okay? Now, let's just have some fun. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch,
wait, what did you say?
The
house to house,
b'di'evet,
das
works? Das with
Rory McClamer.
Bias la bias, if you could still see, the Sami Kutzi would be Makel. Sami Kutzi. The Reb Nissim would be Makel. Rabbeinu Nissim would be Makel. Even bias la bias. Roy McClamer works. Maker Adin, bias la bias. With.
Das doesn't help anything.
Yeah, okay, but by Hamoitzi we allow. Right? Tun in Bracham Bim Koyman. With a das, it's not das is not fueling it, it's the food that fuels it. By Shini Makim, when it's Tun in Bracham Bim Koyman, like Hamoitzi or Mazoinis, we enable you to go even with Bais Labais.
Yeah.
Why? Because of the food, not because of the das, right?
I assume so.
But Shini Makum is an issue of das.
Both places in the Ran say das doesn't help. Fair.
Can we have some fun for a minute?
Please.
Yeah? Thank you. No, it's not a survey. Let's get nitty gritty. The Shulchan Aruch goes and says like this. Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Suda. And then he goes to corner to corner. That's totally fine, says Shulchan Aruch. Then he goes to the extreme, bias la bias, and then he pulls back to the middle case of room to room. He words it like this. Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Suda is the halacha. Then he says, v'yesh omrim, that as long as you could see it, that'll save you. V'yesh omrim, another v'yesh omrim, says that if you had das, that's another savior. He puts in both saviors, and then he ends off with the room to room. Okay? What's the halacha? Klalei Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? Sfardim love klalim. That's a klal. The Sechemet wrote a whole book on klalim. And every nitty-gritty klal you can imagine. So what's halacha when you have stam The Shulchan Aruch says a fact, and the Yesh Omer. What's the halacha when the Ramah? What's the halacha? Stam the Yesh Omer halacha ki stam. Fine. Yesh Omer v Yesh Omer. Yeah, second Yesh Omer, exactly. V Yesh Omer and V Yesh Omer. So right, roll your eyes and then answer me. Yeah, that's the fun. Anyone have a claw first for me? Give me something.
Is it stand first or on three?
Well, the question is, are each one building off each other? It could be, it's not a direct machlokas that has, right? It's not, it just says, in kiddush elam lakum suda. Is that in direct conflict with das? If I can wiggle out of how to understand the Gemara, it may not be a direct conflict to even have the klalim of Yeshomer v'Yeshomer, right? That's why it's not fair. Like, Shal Shudas, how do you do it? Bread. Mizonos, Peiros, Divrei Torah, right? They are four different opinions how to fulfill Shal Shudas. They are butting heads. Here, are they butting heads? Ein Kiddush Shalom Akum Suda, but Roa Makomer could help, but Das could help. That's butting heads. So I'll just tell you one great, not necessarily, right? That's, I'm trying to save us, right? So I'll just tell you one Maor Malkum, the Prima Gadol has his Maor Malkum, and this is a good Maor Malkum to know. He writes in the beginning of Yerideah. Every Shulchan Aruch prints it somewhere else. Very hard to find. He writes Klalim, the Prima Gadol himself, Rabbi Yosef Tumim, Frankel, from, anyone? Lemberg, moved to Berlin. Anyway, so he goes and he writes as follows, that Stamvi, he goes through every klal. What if the Ramah goes and says V'yeshomer, commenting on a mechaber? Yeah, this is just, there's actually...
He didn't straight up argue, he just wrote it as a second.
What if the Ramah just comments Hagah without saying V'yeshomer? Is he automatically disagreeing with the mechaber simply because he's commenting?
So why does he have to say v'chei neker v'chei noyeg?
So when he ends off with a nail and he nails it in.
Right. When he doesn't do that, it's just bringing it up.
Fair. So he says like this in Ois Dalet, Kasav Hashach was in Reish Membez. Reish Membez in Yerideah is Chlolei Hora. Yeah? Simon Reish Membez says the Shach. Sarach Lainim Uyacha Neged Rabbim Mekata Neged Gadol. No, this is not the one. Yesh Makom Ian, Ois Gimel. Kishakosav Harav, that's the Ramah. Vi Yesh Omrim. Shecholken Amar Chaber. And when he doesn't write v'chein ikr, yeah, the Prima Gadol is mechaber to you, yeah. Ukadoyme, inoyme da halacha kamechaber umashkot varav v'yishamim lach loy kovid loy sadeya. He just, you know, according them some respect. So he brings down two opinions. Pashtus, he goes that. And then, sorry. Right. Okay. I'm sharing my remark. We'll still leave it at that. Ois Beis, he goes and says the klal. Stam v'yeshoimim halacha ki yeshoimim. Yeah? Yeshoimim v'yeshoimim. The halacha is like the second yeshoimim. You want to know who says it black and white? It's a prima gun. Okay? V'yeshoimim v'yeshoimim. I'm at a loss. I haven't found anyone that speaks about it. I tried to look in other klalim svarim and Seichemed also, not very clear. One way out is taking the lumdisha root out and not the klalim root. I don't have an exact klal to answer v'yeshem v'yeshem. The lumdisha way out would simply be that they're not speaking to each other. Thereby, it's not a debate that is butting heads. It's simply another way out and another way out. That's why it's not going to be have to conform to the general rules. Where are we at? Right now, we're going to have to finish off for next week. We're going to be getting to what's the timeline. We start the stopwatch, right? The moment someone makes kiddush, how quickly do you have to eat? And assuming you don't move, right? And how are we going to get away with going to wash? We'll take a survey. The sinks in your dining room. Oh, we're going to get to the sukkah. The sinks in your dining room? No. Sinks in the dining room?
Same room.
Is it cheder lecheder? Oh, it's one. Okay, great.
Okay,
you put up a mezuzah?
Yeah.
That's not a riot necessarily. Yeah.
No.
That's two rooms. Shini Makum is going to be formed and shaped by the fact that there's a mezuzah.
No, but the fact is, mezuzah is a simon that this is one room, that's another room, because there's a wall with a doorway. A doorway, it's like...
No, without a wall. Without a door.
No,
it might be a Pesach that's mechayiv, that's chayiv in a mezuzah, but doesn't necessarily...
That's a mechitza, no? Okay, whatever, fine.
Fine. We'll talk about it. Two rooms. Most people have two rooms. So what do we rely on? So we're already...
Because the whole question is, there, your kiddush and your suda are makabecha, just you left in between. Why should that be a problem? Assuming you did it within the time frame. Your kiddush is b'makam suda. Happened to be you...
You're walking away from your suda.
Checked out and checked in.
You're walking away from your suda. How do you learn to do that?
Your suda was in the same place.
You're not allowed to walk away.
But you came back. At the end of the day, your kiddush...
Ah, so we're going to get two.
And you did it within the 30, whatever the time frame.
To be continued.
What if you have like a big family, you have